It's time for Thought for the Day on Radio Cracker.
Today's Thought for the Day comes to us from Peter McWhirter.
Luke chapter 5, verse 17 to 26 says, "One day Jesus was teaching, and Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there. They had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal those who were ill. Some men carrying a paralyzed man on a mat tried to take him to the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, 'Friend, your sins are forgiven.' The Pharisees and teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, 'Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?' Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, 'Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins.' So he said to the paralyzed man, 'I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home.' Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he was laying on and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, 'We have seen remarkable things today.'" What I want to talk about today is the men who are carrying their friend on the mat. Often the unsung hero of this story. They understand that their friend can do nothing for himself. He can't help himself. He can't heal himself. And nor can they do anything for him. But what they can do is they can take him to the person who can do something. They know that Jesus is the only hope that they have for this man's healing. So they take him to the house, and when they can't get in, they don't just stop there. They climb onto the roof and they lower him down. In sheer desperation for this man's healing, they stop at absolutely nothing to ensure that he meets with Jesus. And I think there's a really powerful lesson in this for all of us. For those of us who are Christians, we have friends who are spiritually paralyzed. They need to meet with Jesus. They can do nothing for themselves. We can do nothing for them. Only Jesus can help them. It's so important then that we take that responsibility, that we carry them to Jesus. And we do not stop at the first obstacle. When the door is blocked, we climb up onto the metaphorical roof to lower them down. We stop at nothing to ensure that they meet with Jesus. And for those of us who maybe haven't met with Jesus yet, you are like the man in this mat. You can do nothing for yourself. The people around you can't do anything for you. There's only one man that can do anything to heal your spiritual paralysis. I encourage you to meet with him today. God bless.